Zichr Babaz Dav Tzadi Zayin. This shir is L'zeicha Nishmas, Rabbi Goldhar's father, Moshe ben Beryl, Zichrono Livracha. The first sugya on the daf, Chumrus of Shmarim regarding Truma and regarding Hechsher. The Braisa says regarding wine that's produced from Shmarim of Truma, at the first and second pourings are Asa Tazar, but the third is Mutter. Although the same amount of liquid that was poured in came out, the Abana were Machmer regarding Truma. The Braisa lists the levels of Chumras regarding Meiser and Hektish, and the Gemara discusses Stiris from another Braisa. If Shimei Tzedek says the same halacha that applies regarding the Yisurim also apply regarding Hechsher. The Gemara asks, both wine and water are Machshir, so what's the difference? Even if rain fell on its own into a container with Shmarim, as soon as the owner pours out a drink, he shows that he's happy with it, and it's Machshir. The Papa says we're talking about a cow that drank the liquid from the rainfalls one by one. Therefore, the third rainfall was reached without the owner demonstrating that he's happy about it, and the drink is only machshir if it's considered wine, which is machshir even if he's not happy about it. Second sugya in the daf, using grape juice for kiddush. Rav says you can't say kiddush only on yain that's roy to be poured for nesachim on the mizbeach. The Gemara asks, what's he coming to exclude? It can't mean grape juice because Abchiyah says that even though grape juice cannot be used for nesachim lechatchila, but by the avid if he brought it, it's kasher, and if it's kasher for nesachim by the avid, it could be used for kiddush even lechatchila. And Rav said mefurish that a person can squeeze a cluster of grapes and say kiddush on it. The Gemara continues to look for the type of wine that Rav excluded. Third sugya on the daf, kiddush requires yain haroy lenasach agav mizbeach, which excludes yain shereichira and yayin megula. Rav said before, you don't say kiddush hayayim only on yayin that's fit to be poured as nesachim on the mizbeach. After the Gemara rejects various pshatim, what kind of wine Rav was excluding, the Gemara concludes with two answers. Number one, rechira, which is not roi for nesachim even b'dieved. Number two, wine that's left uncovered. Even though such wine is dangerous to drink, we're talking about that he passed it through a strainer, which is mutter according to Reb Nechemya. But still, for Nesachim or Kiddush, it's aser, because the Pasuk says, HaKiver Nalefecha Secha, HaYirtzecha Yisa Panecha. If you bring something that's not Roy, it won't be accepted by their Menishlo. And so once again, the first sugya on the daf, Chumrus of Shmarim regarding Truma and regarding Hechsher. The Braisa says regarding wine that's produced from Shmarim of Truma, at the first and second pourings are Asa Tazar, but the third is Mutter. Although the same amount of liquid that was poured in came out, the Abana were Machmer regarding Truma. The Braisa lists the levels of Chumras regarding Meiser and Hektish, and the Gemara discusses Stiris from another Braisa. If Shimei Tzedek says the same halacha that applies regarding the Yisurim also apply regarding Hechsher. The Gemara asks, both wine and water are Machshir, so what's the difference? Even if rain fell on its own into a container with Shmarim, as soon as the owner pours out a drink, he shows that he's happy with it, and it's Machshir. The Papa says we're talking about a cow that drank the liquid from the rainfalls one by one. Therefore, the third rainfall was reached without the owner demonstrating that he's happy about it, and the drink is only machshir if it's considered wine, which is machshir even if he's not happy about it. Second sugya in the daf, using grape juice for kiddush. Rav says you can't say kiddush only on yain that's roy to be poured for nesachim on the mizbeach. The Gemara asks, what's he coming to exclude? It can't mean grape juice because Abchiyah says that even though grape juice cannot be used for nesachim lechatchila, but by the avid if he brought it, it's kasher, and if it's kasher for nesachim by the avid, it could be used for kiddush even lechatchila. And Rav said mefurish that a person can squeeze a cluster of grapes and say kiddush on it. The Gemara continues to look for the type of wine that Rav excluded. Third sugya on the daf, kiddush requires yain haroy lenasach agav mizbeach, which excludes yain shereichira and yayin megula. Rav said before, you don't say kiddush hayayim only on yayin that's fit to be poured as nesachim on the mizbeach. After the Gemara rejects various pshatim, what kind of wine Rav was excluding, the Gemara concludes with two answers. Number one, rechira, which is not roy for nesachim even b'dieved. Number two, wine that's left uncovered. Even though such wine is dangerous to drink, we're talking about that he passed it through a strainer, which is mutter according to Reb Nechemya. But still, for Nesachim or Kiddush, it's aser, because the Pasuk says, HaKiver Nalefecha Secha, HaYirtzecha Yisa Panecha. If you bring something that's not Roy, it won't be accepted by their Menishlo. So to summarize, the three sugyas on the daf, number one, Chumrus of Shmarim regarding Truma and regarding Hechsher. Number two, using grape juice for Kiddush. Number three, Kiddush requires Yayin HaRoy L'Nosach HaGab Mizbeach, which excludes Yayin Sherechira and Yayin Megula. The Sim from Basnav Tzadi Zayin is a chess master. The chess master who made a Kiddush to celebrate his grand win didn't use the wine from the first or second pouring of water over the Shmarim of Truma because he wasn't a Kayin and had to settle on grape juice when the other wines available either had a bad smell or were left uncovered. Chess master reminds of Dav Tzadi Zayin. He didn't use the first or second pouring of water over the Shmarim of Truma because he wasn't a Kayin. Reminds of the first sugya on the daf, the Chumis of Shmarim for Truma and Hechsher. He used grape juice, reminds of the second sugya on the daf, if you could use grape juice for Kiddush. And he didn't use the wines that had a bad smell or were left uncovered, reminds of the third sugya on the daf, that Kiddush needs Yayin HaRoy L'Nosach HaGab Mizbeach, which excludes Yayin Sherechira or Yayin Megula. And now for the four blot chazara, Babaz of Tzadi Gimel, the first sugya on the daf, comparing chazaka of circumstantial evidence to roiv. Second sugya machlekes tanam regarding roiv for sales of zera pishta. Third sugya machlekes about paying dmei haitza. The sim for Babaz of Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. When the train came to a sudden stop, where a cow mu'ed to gore was standing next to a dead cow that had been grazing on the tracks, which had a boxcar full of zera pishtan, where the majority is sold for planting, but the majority of people buy for different purposes, an angry customer boarded the train, demanding a garden seed salesman reimburse him for the seeds that didn't grow, plus his expenses. The train chugging along reminds of that Tzadi Gimel. The cow that was mu'ed that was standing next to the dead cow reminds of the first sugya on the daf, comparing chazaka of circumstantial evidence to roiv. The boxcar full of zera pishtan, where the majority is sold for planting, reminds of the second sugya on the daf, the machlekes tanam regarding roiv for the sales of zera pishtan. And the customer wanted to be reimbursed for the expenses, reminds of the third sugya on the daf, machlekes about paying dmei haitza. Babaz daf tzadi dalet. The first sugya on the daf, the amount of kitnias or dirt one accepts in a purchase of grain. Second sugya, imbala nafes menafes kula. Third sugya, machlekes about giving a knas in a case of manashlishi. The sim from Abbas Dav Tzadi Dalet is a hunter. The hunter who had accepted a roiva of kitnias in the grain he used as bait for trapping was sifting through the entire bag he was buying, since it appeared like it had more than a roiva of impurities, when heard the shopkeeper tell two customers that he couldn't remember who gave him one money and who gave him two. Hunter reminds of Dav Tzadi Dalet, tzad. The roiva of kitnias that he accepted in his grain reminds the first sugya on the daf, the amount of kitnias or dirt one accepts when he purchases grain. He sifted through the entire bag because it appeared like it had more than a roiva, reminds the second sugya on the daf, in balanafes menafes kulay. And the shopkeeper who told the two customers he couldn't remember who gave him one mana and who gave him two, reminds the third sugya on the daf, the machlekes about giving a knas in a case of mana shlishi. The first sugya on the daf, one who accepts to plant trees in his friend's field, but some trees are barren. Second sugya on the daf, the different factors in the sale terms of a maritiv shel yayin. Third sugya on the daf, what bracha is said over yayin and nimkar b'chanos. The sim from Abbas Dav Tzadi Hei is a tzahal tank commander. The tank crew hiding behind the 11 barren trees in the field that were going to be replanted by the planter sent scouts ahead to check out a sold wine cellar where 10 barrels were starting to sour, who got into a fight with each other over which bracha to make on the slightly soured wine. Tzahal tank commander reminds of Dav Tzadi Hei. They were hiding behind 11 barren trees in the field, reminds of the first sugya on the daf, one who accepts to plant trees in his friend's field, but some of the trees are barren. The scouts who went to check out a sold wine cellar, where 10 barrels were starting to sour, reminds of the second sugya on the daf, the different factors in the sale terms of a maritiv shayayin. And the disagreement which bracha you make over the slightly soured wine reminds of the third sugya on the daf, what bracha you make over yayin and nimkar b'chanos. The three sugyas on the daf, wine examined to use for truma, which was later found to be vinegar. Second sugya, hamaycha chavis yayin l'chaver v'chmitza. Third sugya, shmarim sheyesh mem tam yayin. The simfa Abbas Dav Tzadi Vav is the town crier, who proclaims the king's commandments. The town crier, hired by the king's wine store to proclaim, if it smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, it's fine as wine regarding truma, watched an angry customer come to return a bottle of wine that turned to vinegar within the first 3 days, as another customer was making a shahakal on a drink made from shmarim and water. Crier reminds of Dav Tzadi Vav, tzav. The proclamation, if it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, reminds of the first sugya on the daf, wine that's examined to use for truma, which was later found to be vinegar. The customer who came to return the bottle of wine because it became vinegar reminds of the second sugya on the daf. A person sold a chavis yayin to his friend and it became vinegar. And the customer was making a shahakal on a drink that was made of shmarim and water reminds of the third sugya on the daf, shmarim sheyesh mem tam yayin.